This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris running for the White House. The California senator making it official this morning on ABC's Good Morning America, and also with a video she posts on Twitter.
The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for President of the United States.
Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border proposal to a vote this week in the Senate. As the partial government shutdown enters a 31st day, Congress and the president still deadlocked over funding for the wall the president wants at the border. Trump now offering 3 years of temporary deportation protection for illegal immigrants brought here as kids. In exchange for that funding, Democrats say the government has to open first. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Today is the 33rd National Observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday, and the eldest son of Dr. King reflects on his father's legacy. Martin Luther King III speaking about his father's visions for America at the National Cathedral yesterday.
My father's last book was entitled, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community? Obviously, he wanted us to achieve community.
Negotiators for striking teachers in L.A. public schools working on this holiday, trying to end the strike in the nation's second biggest school district. 30,000 teachers went on strike last Monday, demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more support staff. A fierce winter storm moving on from the northeast in New England, but leaving behind dangerously cold temperatures. The Arctic air chilling much of the East Coast could lead to freezing temps as far south as Florida. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Capital murder charges are expected to be lodged against a suspected Alabama cop killer. As prosecutors say, yesterday afternoon, 19-year-old Marco Perez shot and killed 30-year-old Officer Sean Tudor in West Mobile, Alabama. Perez was wanted on federal gun charges, and according to police, had faked his own kidnapping weeks ago. Perez now in custody without bail. His family speaking out and apologizing to the victim's family. Well, it's been a week of largely unchanged gasoline prices in America, the national average of $2.25 a gallon. Here's more from USA's John Clemens.
Patrick Zahan of GasBuddy.com tells us there was very little change in the prices this week, but that could change if tariffs are lifted against China.
35 of the nation's 50 states saw prices move by less than a penny per gallon. So this is the calm before the storm. We're expecting prices to start heating up, especially if the China trade deal pans out that we saw news of in the last week.
Talks with China resumed January 30th in Washington. I'm John Clemens.
And the New England Patriots will be taking on the L.A. Rams in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta on the 3rd of February. The Pats rallying past the Chiefs 37-31 in overtime yesterday. The Rams snagging their 26-23 win in overtime. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. How you doing? Good to have you with us. Hello to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, joins us now. And we're going to open it up with his quote of the week. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. Bruce Kaufman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be on the show, as always.
Hey, buddy, let me tell you, MLK Day, time for us to think about, a lot that Dr. King shared with us. It's not so much that he was a perfect man. We know that he was flawed in many ways. And the temptation sometimes we have with anybody, like Edward Kennedy said about his brother Bobby, the temptation is to make someone greater in their death than they were in living. It brings us back to our humanity. But nonetheless, what Martin Luther King, shares with us and has shared with us stays with us even to this day. And I think especially in these contentious times, what do you say?
I'd say the exact same thing, Bill. It's really interesting. He was, the last year of his life, the last months of his life, he was plagued by bouts of depression. He felt, okay, so 1964, he was the youngest person ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize. The I Have a Dream speech had just electrified the nation. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 had been passed. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 had been passed, greatly because of the Civil Rights Movement. But in 1968, it was flagging. And a lot of whites, because of his stance on the Vietnam War, absolutely had wanted nothing to do with Dr. King. And a lot of blacks were worried that, number one, the Civil Rights Movement being nonviolent, it was not making much progress. Mm-hmm. And they were beginning to think that the only way to change the system is to confront Whitey. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking about black power. We're talking about the rise of the Black Panther Party. Violence was the way to make change. And King was watching this and going, well, absolutely, that's absolutely wrong. But it was really, he was beginning to think, I'm losing my following. My movement is losing steam. Mm-hmm. And he was also worried about the fact that he was getting thousands of death threats a day. Well, he wasn't actually worried about it, but he was aware of it.
Yes.
And if you remember, he was the one who predicted his own death the day before he died.
Exactly.
When he said, I've seen the promised land, but I might not get there with you.
Right.
And 2 weeks before then, in a service at the Ebenezer Church where he was the pastor, he had told his congregation, here's what I think I want on my tombstone. He had those bouts of depression, but Bill, here's the point. His Christian faith said, I cannot stop. I don't care how depressed I am. I don't care about that. What my Christian faith says is the two principles of my faith are hope and love.
Mm-hmm.
And hope means, and he said this, hope is the final refusal to give up. And therefore he continued to be. be the leader he was, regardless of how depressed he was at that time. He was still saying, as a Christian, I have to carry on. And I think that that is a message for us right now, because this country is now, we're going through some of the doubts that King went through. We are divided. But we have to remember what King never forgot, which was your faith. Your faith, your belief in God, your belief in equality, belief in all of the Christian teachings is what will, in the end, it will all work out.
The thing that's so difficult, especially when you're in that position in your faith, such as what Martin Luther King had experienced at that point in time, was that you can understand being depressed because you're seeing a lawless world and you're going, okay, within your own flesh and perspective and power, you're going, how can we do this? But for God, which is the ultimate hope that allowed him to stay focused on his mission and what he was called to do. This is what he was conveying. I mean, because without God, there's no way that he could have, you know, continued on with this. He would have packed his tent a long time ago, because he's dealing with a lot of knuckleheads just like us that think we know. And even, you know, as smart as we think we may be, God's way is always better. And out of it comes, you know, hope, it comes love, comes unity. But meanwhile, we're in this fallen world, and, you know, contending with one another over the definition of a border wall and, you know, national security. I mean, the arguments are just so ridiculous and futile, Bruce, that sometimes you feel like, why are we even talking about this? I mean, they don't get it. They'll never get it. It's about some other ulterior force. I mean, you know, I'm sitting there going, I'm wondering time and again. I mean, it bothers me that, you know, oftentimes they say, well, the Democrats are motivated because this is a new voter base for them. I can kind of see that. But I also can kind of see that, you know, they're liking this. I mean, they're liking this being drug out, because this is, you know, again, the old business axiom, people do that which they get rewarded for. I mean, this is fundraising. I mean, I'd be curious to find out how much money they have raised since the closing of the government. And of course, that money not going to employees who are out of a job right now and furloughed. This is going to the coffers of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it is. But the one thing to remember is, and you know, we talked about just a minute ago about the fact that he said, you know, I've seen the promised land, I may not get there with you. But what was the final thing he said in that I've seen the mountaintop speech? The final thing he said was, I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He closed that speech with hope.
Yes.
And that's something that we have to keep in mind as we honor Dr. King today.
Well, you know, and when you think about the bigger picture in terms of this country and the hope, I mean, this great American experiment based in hope, Bruce, I mean, this had never been done before. I mean, where we are right now, this is all still, you know, a continuing frontier of what our founding fathers started over 240 years ago.
Yep, it absolutely is, Bill. And yes, absolutely. So, and one of the things that, and you and I have talked about this before, what is the foundational principle? It is that e pluribus unum. Out of many, we are one.
Right.
And that's the other thing that Dr. King would constantly talk about. If you remember what he said, I have a dream, the most famous line. I have a dream today. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. He was the inheritor of the founding fathers' principle.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing I believe, Bruce, that we miss, that one thing that unifies us no matter what, that transcends party. It's not a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican thing. It's an American thing. This is what Dr. King was referring to. And that's what we need to, with all abandonment, hang on to, because in the diversity and in the cultures that exist in our country today, can you imagine if we really came together and were unified? I mean, what this country would be, not only for America, but for the world, Bruce.
It would, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right, Phil. It would be unbelievable.
And right now, I mean, even, you know, you look at America today, I know some people are galled at this, and we're not claiming perfection, but you imagine what the world would look like without the United States of America.
Yes. I mean, it would be a very much darker place. There's no
without a doubt.
That.
Bruce Kaufman is with us, and our conversation with him will continue. Stay with us, America. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Good to have you with us. More after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker Bruce Kaufman continues with us. Bruce, you know, I got to tell you that, you know, a day like today when we honor Martin Luther King, I've been thinking that it would be appropriate to address the letter from the Birmingham jail. You know, you and I often talk about certain benchmarks of the year and important dates like the 4th of July and Veterans Day, Memorial Day. That should be a reminder for us to read the U.S. Constitution, you know, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, to reconnect and remember what it is that we're fighting for, what this country is all about. In my humble opinion, I believe the letter from the Birmingham jail should be approached in such a way that on Martin Luther King Day, it is so loaded with wisdom and insight that it is a blessing that continues to emanate from that jail cell, almost like St. Paul's letters when he was in jail writing to the church. In this case here, you have Dr. King writing from Birmingham jail after being arrested for a nonviolent demonstration. And I want you to address that, if you would, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, this is April 1963. He's in Birmingham jail. He's arrested for basically taking advantage of his First Amendment right to free speech and assembly. Mm-hmm. But no matter, this was Birmingham, Alabama in 1963. And he was criticized for that protest, but what really bothered him was he was criticized by fellow church leaders.
Yes.
Who said that, basically saying that, you know, your demonstration is untimely, and that by inciting hatred and violence, this was not faithful to religious tradition. He did, Jesus incited hatred and violence, but what King was inciting is the fact that his nonviolent protesters was being caused against them.
Exactly.
In any event, so he's in the Birmingham jail, and he's reading about these preachers, these fellow men of God, who are saying that this is not timely. This is, you have to wait. And King, that just really angered him. And he wrote this amazing letter, and he has no paper. He's writing this on the newspapers, on the margins of newspapers, and then when he's finished the margin, he grabs another piece of paper and is writing on the margins there, and then one of his followers, he was finally allowed visitors, one of them was one of the members of his movement, and he smuggled it out, and they published this letter. And what he basically said was, you know, it's easy for you who, I'm quoting here, it is easy for those who have never felt the stinging darts of segregation to say, wait.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see the vast majority of your 20 million Negro brothers smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society, when you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your 6-year-old daughter why she can't go to the public amusement park that has just been advertised on television, and you see the tears welling up in her eyes when she's told that it is closed to colored children.
Mm.
And when you see the depressing clouds of inferiority begin to form in her little mental sky, well, you know what? We can't wait.
Right.
There's no way we can wait for that to continue to happen. And that was basically the gist of it. That, you know, if you think that we are going to wait until what you think is the time of right for us to get our equal rights under the law, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that.
Exactly. And as he stated, he says, in any nonviolent campaign, there are four basic steps. A collection of the facts to determine whether injustices are alive, negotiation, self-purification, and then direct action. Wow, that is wisdom.
Yes. And here's how he signed the letter. Yours for the cause of peace and brotherhood. It is truly one of the great letters ever, ever, ever written. And, you know, you're right. We should put it on a plaque and put it in Memphis, put it in every city where he had to go to lead that civil rights movement.
Well, yeah, I believe that it is so powerful, even in light of today and, you know, still trying to reconcile some of the injustices and trying to, you know, put them in their proper perspective. This does no harm to revisit this, you know, in every home across the country. to read and gather his heart and put yourself in that position in the summer of 1963. Put yourself in this, not only in Dr. King's position in jail, who saw all this, who saw, you know, and witnessed the hatred and the injustices and what was happening, you know, to his daughter potentially in the future of other black Americans, and not only black Americans, but Americans across the board, because as he clearly stated, you know, injustice for one is injustice for all. You cannot, again, understanding what our founding fathers were talking about is that, look, we're all in this boat together. E pluribus unum. If one suffers, we all suffer. And if we can understand and apprehend that concept and realize that there's more in us being together than being separate, then we are a force that cannot be stopped, Bruce.
Yeah,
as much, you know, this side of heaven, you know, as much as humanly possible, the things that we can do, the human potential. I think one of the greatest frustrations that we'll have in that moment of truth in front of God to realize that shoulda, coulda, woulda, that we could have done so much more, you know, kind of like that moment, that scene in Schindler's List at the end when Oscar Schindler realized that there was so much more he could do after all that he had done. He's realizing, I could have done so much more.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
We as Americans, as blessed as we have been, Bruce, are we going to find ourselves in that moment of confrontation with the truth to realize over one minor, stupid, silly, egotistic, self-centered perspective, but for that, the legacy and the opportunity, the blessings that God has given us, we could have done so much more. Not so much for ourselves, but for the, you know, coming generations, and as I say, for the world, because, you know, you look around the world today and what's happening in these third world countries, how people are being persecuted, you know, the injustices that are taking a place, you know, taking place. And here we are, you know, arguing over oil and other things that seem so inconsequential by comparison.
Yep. Yeah, as Voltaire said, all man is guilty of all the things he didn't do. And that speaks to that. You're absolutely right. I also want to point out in the letter, the Birmingham letter, what King was really kind of worried about, and this is why, as he wrote, I hope, sirs, you can understand our legitimate and unavoidable impatience. He was worried, as he talks about the little cloud of inferiority in his daughter's eyes, what he was really worried about is that blacks would begin to accept their second-class citizenship, that they would begin to think of themselves as inferior to whites. It was that mindset that King was really eager not to perpetuate, and that was probably one of the main reasons why he said, we cannot wait. Cannot wait. We have to do this now. I cannot let that mindset ingrain itself in this future generation, my children, all the other black children in this country, where they're beginning to think we are inferior.
Right.
No, that cannot happen.
Well, the thing is, again, this is a disease which Dr. King realized that not only affected, if it was going to affect blacks, it was going to affect whites. It was going to go across the board. So any less thans, any perceived invalidated sector or segment of our community could be invalidated and thought less than if we allowed this disease to permeate, you know, and run rampant in black America. There was no way that it was just going to stop there. It was going to encroach in every aspect of our life, our consideration, our mindset. So that cloud that would be affecting his daughter would affect the daughters of all Americans.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Because and talk about divisiveness, because that's exactly what we'd have. One is feeling inferior, one is feeling superior, and, you know, that's not e pluribus unum at all. So,
no.
Yes.
It's totally antithetical. And see, this is the frustration that we have in America today, Bruce, because of all this tribalism that's taking place and, you know, this elitism that's being promoted on Americans today. This is the disgust that Main Street America has with the elites. And I believe the silent majority is coming out again, and you're beginning to hear their voices, but they really need to mount up in such a way, in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, in hope and love to really make America greater than it's ever been and great for all, not just for the elites.
Absolutely, Bill. Absolutely. 100% sure. I'm sure that I agree with that completely. And of all days, this is a day to keep every day we should remind it, but for certainly every year on this.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse.
Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris running for the White House. The California senator making it official this morning on ABC's Good Morning America, and also with a video she posts on Twitter.
The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for President of the United States.
Senate Majority Chief Mitch McConnell is expected to bring President Trump's border proposal to a vote this week in the Senate. As the partial government shutdown enters a 31st day, Congress and the president still deadlocked over funding for the wall the president wants at the border. Trump now offering 3 years of temporary deportation protection for illegal immigrants brought here as kids. In exchange for that funding, Democrats say the government has to open first. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
With you, America. Welcome. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Patricia Sandoval joins us now, former Planned Parenthood worker, international pro-life and chastity speaker. We're going to talk about Walk for Life West Coast San Francisco. This is going to be taking place this coming Saturday on January the 26th. And, of course, the Walk for Life also happened, the March for Life, that drew 100,000 supporters. Of course, U.S. Today and other mainstream media undercounted the people. No big surprise here. But Patricia, let's bring you on. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill, for having me on the show. I'm doing great.
Well, looking forward to this Saturday, but also looking back, well attended. Vice President Pence was there to support the March for Life, 100,000 supporters. Mainstream media says maybe a couple of thousand people.
I think this is great because we're finally seeing victory in our country. I feel that we're finally getting support from our president, from our vice president, and I feel like we're walking and marching into victory. I feel, for a while, I felt kind of like pro-lifers, we were like this little voice in the desert. We kind of, we were working hard and we weren't seeing any fruits, but I feel that now finally we're really seeing fruits and we're finally getting great support from our politicians. So I'm really excited what's going on in the U.S.
Well, Patricia, the evidence is so empirical I mean, let's face it, since Roe v. Wade, so much of this was emotional. And women across the country who have participated in abortions realize there's more to this than just the good housekeeping seal of approval, so to speak, of the Supreme Court authorizing and saying this is legal. It now may be legal, but we're dealing with ethics, and ethics goes, you know, really deep below that which is legal. And this is what gives it any kind of foundation and strength. And the reason that this is imploding is experientially the women, and I would dare say a growing number of men, are realizing that abortion is not the answer.
Of course, we have science to prove it. We have biology to prove it. But now we have, I mean, we have amazing technology these days to prove that there is life. When I was younger and I was told, on three occasions I was, you know, I was pregnant on three occasions, and three occasions I was told it was not a baby, it was a sack of tissue. And Planned Parenthood even came into my school when I was 12 years old, and they gave us a sexual education course, and they spoke to us about abortion. We didn't have the technology that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do have to be really blind or just in complete denial if you don't want to admit the truth or see the truth or hear the truth.
Exactly.
I mean, we have so many testimonies. We have even abortionists that have converted. So there's.
Well, you yourself, you worked with Planned Parenthood at one time, right?
Yeah. So when I was 12 years old, Planned Parenthood came to my school, and I really thought they were heroes. They gave us a sexual education course. Unfortunately, I didn't learn about sexuality or chastity when I was in home, which is really important to have formation from your family, because the world will lie to you. Medical physicians will lie. Society will lie to you. And when you're home, that's your rock. That's what you learn. Those are, like you said, it's ethics, it's morale. And so I got my education at school from Planned Parenthood, and I remembered everything they taught me. So when I was in a situation at 19 years old when I was pregnant, it was an unwanted pregnancy. I was very scared, and I turned to an abortion clinic. The physicians told me that it was the best choice. It was a solution, and they actually encouraged me. You know, they said, this is probably the best thing that you could do in your life. You know, you're too young. You're not ready to be a mom.
Right.
You know, you had your careers. But they never talked to me about post-abortion syndrome.
Right.
The only thing that they told me after each abortion, which were three abortions, that I was going to have cramping and some bleeding, and I can start my work the next day. Like it was kind of like pulling a tooth out. It was
right,
no biggie.
Yeah. Right.
And they never told me the hell-ish nightmare I would live mentally, emotionally, and even I even had damage physically.
Mm.
And I mean, I suffered depression, anxiety, nightmares. I would be traumatized when I would see children in public. The sense of shame over me, guiltiness. My boyfriend at the time, he didn't know about two abortions, but he started having symptoms. He would have nightmares and say, why am I dreaming of a baby, you know, calling me daddy? And
he
was feeling depressed. And and then my emotions were just a roller coaster, and we're both a disaster. We were both suffering from post-abortion syndrome. And it wasn't until after the third abortion that I decided to work for them. I still thought they were my heroes. I thought, wow, they were great during one of my abortions. They always gave me free contraceptives. They're always there for me. They call my home, and they never say it's them, so I won't get in trouble by my parents. And I just thought they were awesome. So I wanted to give back to the youth. I wanted to help women. But working in Planned Parenthood is where I realized that they do not care about the youth. They don't care about the women or the fathers that are sitting in the lobby during some of the abortions. They only care about money, and they care about maintaining their numbers monthly. And it was there where I was trained to manipulate and lie to women and tell them that it was not, you know, a baby. It was a sack of tissue, the blob of cells.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by them that I would never tell a soul what I saw behind the doors of Planned Parenthood. And never would a woman hear an ultrasound or see an ultrasound. That was the most important thing at Planned Parenthood. And it was when I assisted the first abortion, I had to grab the bag that was attached to the machine, which is basically a vacuum.
Right.
They took me to a back room. They told me to shut the door, that nobody could see what we were about to witness. Now, I just want to tell everybody here that I was hired at Planned Parenthood as a nurse with no credentials.
Oh.
The only credentials I had was a receptionist. I always worked in the medical field as a receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
And the young ladies that were training me were about my age. They're about 19 to 20 years old. And they had no nursing credentials as well. And
wow.
When I had it,
this is like the Gosnell story all over again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Gosnell story is one of the thousands of stories in each abortion clinic. I mean, the Gosnell story is one story that happened in one abortion clinic. Imagine the nightmares that happen in all the abortion clinics throughout our country and throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was my question when I spoke with Ann and Phelan, was that, well, this is one place. I mean, how many other Gosnell clinics are happening across the country with the support of the U.S. government?
Exactly. I mean, because abortion, everything's so silent about abortion. Everything a woman suffers, a man suffers, everything that goes behind the doors, it's so silent. And we have no idea. I mean, the Gosnell story and the other stories that we hear, testimonies, are just a few of millions of stories that are just in silence.
Oh, wow.
But it was built when I had to empty the bag that was attached to the machine onto a Petri dish. I really thought in my heart that I would find a sack of tissue.
Yes.
Because I was told that three times. I actually counseled these girls and told them that it wasn't a baby.
Mm.
But when I found a baby in pieces,
oh,
and I could see every detail of that baby. But what really broke my heart was when I saw the baby's face. It was tormented. The mouth was open as if this baby, you could tell this baby was battling for its life, but nobody can hear his voice or her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, I thought to myself, wait a minute. I was lied to. I was told it was a sack of tissue. This is not a sack of tissue. It's a human being. It's a baby. And that's when I had to come and confront my darkness and realize that I was lied to and I aborted three children. It wasn't three sack of tissue. It was three children in my own body. And it was the most devastating thing I've ever lived in my life. You know, women suffer after having an abortion, and that was pretty traumatizing, but there's a different level of trauma when you actually work at an abortion clinic. There's a different level of trauma that I'm still healing from, and just seeing babies thrown away, and you can't believe that this is going on in our country, and it's legal.
That is the amazing thing, and remind everybody, Patricia, this is why the Walk for Life, and this is going to be the West Coast version in San Francisco this Saturday. Where can they go for more information and to participate in the Walk for Life?
That's great. And you know what? I just want to tell everybody that their presence is really important, especially having the presence of children and families together. And, you know, like I said, nothing is in vain.
We got to leave it right there. Thank you, Patricia.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
More than 234,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year. That's about 640 people per day. It's not an easy journey, but treatment options are much better than they used to be. Research shows that lung cancer is not just one disease. Doctors can now test for genetic mutations in many lung cancer tumors and potentially prescribe targeted treatments that are more likely to work for certain types of lung cancer. The epidermal growth factor receptor mutation, or EGFR mutation, is often associated with non-small cell lung cancer. If you or a loved one is recently diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic lung cancer, it's important to get a full diagnosis with tumor mutation testing. Know your mutation status before starting therapy, and talk to your doctor about treatments for your specific type of lung cancer. For more information, visit www.lvng.com. This message is brought to you by AstraZeneca.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, that conversation with Patricia Sandoval was, I'll tell you, that is very powerful. It is her story, and this is what the show is all about, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And you can go to PatriciaSandoval.com for more information. She has a new book there called Transfigured, a DVD of the life of Patricia, featured on EWTN. Which has been receiving critical acclaim. And if you would like some more information about the Walk for Life West Coast San Francisco, which will be this coming Saturday, just go to walkforlifewc.com. Walkforlifewc.com. Boy, I'll tell you, this is, you know, it just absolutely is stunning. You know, what we're finding out, and here is a woman went through three abortions, bought into the lie of the abortion factories, and you heard her story directly. I mean, it just breaks your heart. And interesting, and I'm glad she shared about her boyfriend, that he found himself also being affected. And this is what I'm saying, is that more and more today, as much as, you know, feminists would like to marginalize the male figure and all this toxic masculinity that's being thrown about, we're ignoring a critical aspect of what life is all about. It is why God created us, male and female, and what women have been almost exclusively dealing with, what's being ignored is that the men have been dealing with this as well. This is why I'm saying it's all got to come to a head, where the men of America who have participated in abortions will cry. You'll hear a cry like Rachel, but it'll be coming from male figures. Mark my words, because this is starting to happen. You know, men are realizing that it is their sons and daughters that have been murdered in this big lie as a result of Roe v. Wade and what we have done at the altar of convenience. Well, coming up next here is Adam Holtz. He's back with us, interim director for PluggedIn.com. We're going to take a look at the box office from a, of course, a family-friendly perspective. Adam, happy Monday to you. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well this morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm just processing this previous interview, as you can tell. Yeah. You know, we've got March for Life going on. It happened over the weekend. Vice President Pence was there. Of course, some of this was drowned out because of the Women's March as well, and which was quite sizable, not as sizable as it has been in the previous two occasions. And so I'm not sure what all that is an indication of, although there seems to be some bifurcation within the organization there. But yeah. I'm also encouraged to see what's happening in terms of the March for Life, that women, as a result of science, as a result of, the clear empirical evidence, the result of experience, Adam, you know, women who have gone on and bought into this lie that, oh, it's just tissue, and then they're finding out that what they saw in the Kermit Gosnell movie and what they read about and have seen in the dismemberment of our children, that this is cruel. This is so inhumane, this act of violence that we as a country are participating in. I mean, it's a heartbreak.
It is a heartbreak, and I think, as you noted, that many times, maybe the majority, I don't know, you know, there's this somewhere between a lingering sense of regret and a deep grief about that choice. And it's something that those who go through that may not realize in the moment, but they have those emotions sometimes afterwards. And it sounds like, I didn't hear the interview, but it sounds like.
She referred exactly to that, Adam, that, you know, this post-traumatic impact that abortions had that, of course, Planned Parenthood didn't tell her about, didn't say that was going to happen. They just said, hey, you're going to have a little bit of cramping, a little bit of bleeding, you know, kind of like the typical take a couple aspirins, it's going to be okay. But the psychological damage that it did to her and is done to women, in the, the celebration of Roe v. Wade. And also I was especially touched that she shared that her boyfriend was going through similar anxiety as well. So this is something about the truth that it does always find a way to come to you. Is that, are you prepared to deal with it? And, here we are 60 million babies later. We're at this point. And interestingly enough, on Martin Luther King Day, where we remember what he stood for in terms of the injustice.
Right.
I kind of think this is the ultimate injustice. You know, unrepresented babies being murdered in the wombs of their mothers. This is horrendous.
In complete agreement with you.
Yeah. Well, let's talk movies if we can. Set that aside. I got to, take a breath here. Forgive me. But thank you. I appreciate your insight and input on this, because as men of faith, Adam, this is about life as defined by God, not by, some Supreme Court justices or radical individuals who are, human in their, in their makeup and their consideration, and that's what drives them, not the higher calling of faith that God has called us to.
Right. And before we get to movies, I think my last thought on this is, we talk about choice and the importance of choice, but what doesn't get talked about is that choices have consequences.
Yes.
And it's true, you can make a choice, but the reality is that some of the choices we make violate the way God has designed us. They violate truth. They violate what's right. And you can convince yourself for a moment maybe that this choice is fine, that it's insignificant, but sometimes those choices come back and our conscience deals with us, and not only with abortion, but just with sin in general.
Exactly.
And so, choice and the sovereignty of the individual and all of the things that our culture tells us, that may be something that the culture says is okay, but all of us have to reckon with consequences, and there's no way around that, and that's not a message that's being delivered.
No, not at all. Well, Martin Luther King talked about, when you deal with these injustices, there has to be a moment when you ponder these consequences, And, you know, America needs to do this. I mean, we're doing a little bit of this in immigration. I know we're getting a little bit off topic here, but, sure. You know, I think this is important that we do talk about this process, and especially on Martin Luther King Day, because I think what he shared with us from the Birmingham jail, echoes, through the decades and is very pertinent to today. And this is, you know, even God, when God reconciles us, there is that moment where we need to confess and say, okay, I don't understand this, God. Help me understand how this reconciles with your truth and your love.
That's right. And then there's submission in that. There's a willingness to say, my choice and my will and my convenience are not what ultimately matter, but your truth matters.
Right. Well, and the fact that you could even do that is significant. And what is needed right now more than ever. Okay. All right. Let's talk about movies. The Glass.
Glass is the latest movie from M. Night Shyamalan, who in his typical way has come back with a gripping psychological thriller that at moments almost veers into horror, but never really quite gets there. This is the third movie in a trilogy that started with 2000's Unbreakable and 2016's Split. And here we have three superpowered individuals, two bad guy and one good guy. One is super strong, one is super smart, one has 23 different personalities living within him, one of which is called the Beast, and he is just a monster. So these three guys get arrested and contained by a psychologist who attempts to convince them that their superpowers aren't real, that they're all in their head. And, of course, when you put especially a super smart guy in the mix, he figures out how to beat the system, and he wants to show the world through his very nefarious plan of just how superpowered they really are. But this is a movie that really deconstructs, I think, in some ways, the superhero genre, and it does some interesting things with it. There are some shocking and surprising twists along the way. You know, for your audience, I think what matters is there's a fair amount of pretty intense violence here. There's quite a bit of profanity. There are some dark moments. There are some, I think, some positive themes that come through in the end about the importance of believing in, the gifts that we've been given and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But if you've ever seen an M. Night Shyamalan movie before, this is of a piece with those content-wise. It's not something that I would take young teens to, even if it does have a PG-13 rating. But, you know, I think older teens and adults probably won't be in too much trouble here. But definitely one you want to read our review at PluggedIn.com before you run off to see it.
Exactly. About a minute and a half left here. How about Dragon Ball Super?
Dragon Ball Super, it's actually called Dragon Ball Super Broly. Mm-hmm. And this is a franchise that has been around since 1984. It is an animated Japanese anime, which is a particular kind of animation franchise that pits these super characters and super-powered individuals against each other. It takes place on a couple of far planets, and it's got a really in-depth plot. I'm not going to go too far into the plot, but what parents need to know is that even though this is a PG-rated cartoon, it's pretty intense too. Mm-hmm. There's some mild profanity, which might definitely surprise parents. Right. And there's some really intense violence here. We have murder, we have profanity, which again shows you, I think, that the rating alone is not enough for you to make an informed decision. You've got to do your homework, and you've got to really understand what your kids are into. And so,
well, it seems like there's more broad application to the PG rating than heretofore we've experienced, right? We've got about 10 seconds.
No, I think that's absolutely right, Bill. So thanks for having me on today.
Adam Holtz with Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that what